Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rainbow disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rainbow disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.
Everyone, and thanks so much for joining me here on Raising Vibration Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Raven, and I'm so glad that you're here with me. Yay! I've got a little bit of disappointing news for you tonight, though. Our guest that agreed to be on the show tonight, bless her heart, she tried calling in. We had technical difficulties out the yin yang, and for some reason we just could not connect. So she's going to have to reschedule when things are much better for her, and we'll have her on a future show. So at the last minute, I called Sandra Dawn, a medium that's been on this show several times, and she's agreed to come on. So she'll be joining me over at Intuit Talks or RaisingVibrationRadio.com at 8:30, and she'll be glad to take people, you know, call and talk and stuff like that. And plus, you know, we'll have an interview with her and talk to her and that type of thing. And I really am so grateful that she decided to join me at the last minute, because I literally 5 minutes before the show was going to start, Anaya calls in and I cannot hear her at all. And Anaya is in Australia. So I don't know if there's some kind of energy vibrational thing going on. You know, one of the tubes broke in the internet. That's a little joke there. But anyway, needless to say, we are going to have a guest on here, Sandra Dawn. She's been on here many times before. We are blessed to have her. It is a crying shame that we do not have Anaya on here today, because she's amazing too. Her energy is just gorgeous. You got to love her. She's totally amazing. If you guys ever get to personally talk to her, I'm going to just love her energy from the get-go. But unfortunately, you know, these things do happen. So when life gives us lemons, we make lemonade or lemon cake, as I did today. It was so exciting. I don't know what you guys did today, but I focused on baking today. And I made a lemon curd from scratch. Yes, I took some beautiful lemons that Tina Levy gave me the other day. They were Meyer lemons. Oh, my God. If you've never had Meyer lemons, they're just totally amazing. I was so grateful for the gift. And I took them, I juiced them, and I zest them, and I incorporated them into a lemon curd. I incorporated it in the lemon buttercream I made, and I incorporated it into my lemon cake. So you can take whatever the universe gives you and make it sweet, uplifting, whatever you want to do with it. You have that creative ability to do whatever you want to do. And so we are going to make lemonade tonight right here on Raising Vibration Radio. It's kind of funny, I made a lemon cake today. I wasn't even going to share that, but since all of this transpired and stuff, I thought I would share that with you. All right, let's start off, you know, with an abundance prayer tonight. All right, so this is where you get out your pen and paper, and you're going to write down five things, okay? Five things right now that you would be grateful for, and then five things you wish for. And I'll give you a second or two here to do that. And I'm going to check something. I'll keep talking to you. We are going to do this. Give you 5 seconds to think up, you know, jot it down, because writing it down means so much. And I did get a message from Anaya. Unfortunately, I am unable to join Reverend Raven as advertised, as my Skype connection keeps dropping from the Emoticon. She's frowning. Stay tuned for a new date. Thank you, everyone. And we will have a wonderful time together. And I'm really looking forward to connecting with you as soon as possible. She is a lovely soul. She really is. And you guys will enjoy her. But you'll just be just as awesome. Please, that we have Sandra Dawn coming on. So that's a real treat. She's amazing. She just like, oh my God, it's totally amazing what she can do too. So we're all blessed. No matter what happens, we'll just go with the punches here. All right, back to the abundance prayer. You had time to write your things down. So here we go. Creator of all that is, I come before you to ask for abundance to improve my life. My faith keeps me strong, and I know you will provide for me and the people I love. I trust, Creator, that your abundant gaze is always upon me and watching for my highest good. I feel immense gratitude for all that I have and the abundant gifts you have already showered upon me. Abundance of clarity, abundance of stamina, abundance of health, of loved ones, abundance of so many things. I now feel the stream of abundance flowing to me, and I am patient and eager in allowing all prosperity in my life. I want to be the focal point to which enormous sums of money or enormous waves of health or enormous friends begin to flow into my experience. There is nothing that I cannot be, do, or have. I now gladly accept the following gifts to expand on the already existing joys in my life. So here we go. What I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for all you listening in and the support that you give this amazing show each and every time you come here. I am grateful for the amazing friends I get to call family. I am thankful for all of you raising your own vibrations to make this world an even more awesome place to be. I'm thankful for the ability of the guests that come on here, and they share that with us. They help us, and they show us different ways, and they open up our gifts that we have. And I'm grateful for the creative people in this beautiful world that makes this life so much easier for the rest of us. So, five things I wish for. I wish that you have a miracle each and every day show up in your life and that you recognize it. I wish that you have all the abundance in your life that you so desire. I wish for each and every one of you to have peace for you and for everyone around you. I wish that you have laughter in your life every day. And most of all, I wish for unconditional love for all of you, for yourselves, and for those people around you. I want all of this or something better for my highest good. It is done, done, done. Amen. Amen. It is done. Hallelujah. All right. So there we go. That was our abundance prayer. And you know we are going to be going over to www.raisingvibrationradio.com in about 20 minutes, and that's where Sandra Dawn's going to be meeting me there. I'll open up the studios in about 10 minutes over there, and I'll keep on going here. So I have some good news stories, and I posted them on my Facebook page, Raising Vibration Radio Facebook page. And if you haven't liked us, you miss all of the things that I post all the time, uplifting vibrational things on the site constantly. Just to keep your vibrations moving. You know, we need that reminder every now and then. I do. it helps me to raise my vibration by looking up the stuff. I did an amazing one today of Lady Gaga singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. I didn't watch the Super Bowl, and I thought it was totally amazing. I went back and listened to her. There's been, you know, quite a controversy around her, but I love her. I love her energy. I love everything about her. She's following her truth. And if that doesn't raise your vibration, I don't know what does. So you need to be honest with yourself. You need to follow your truth and be yourself. And if you haven't seen her sing the national anthem, it is totally amazing. So I posted that up there. And another thing I want to mention about her, which I don't usually talk about celebrities, but she was on the Academy Awards last night, and she did this beautiful song, and it was about rape victims, and I mean, it was just gorgeous. And she had these people that had all been victims of this stuff before on there, and I was just totally blown away by it. It was beautiful. It was raw. It was real. And I tried to find that somewhere, but it hasn't been, you know, I haven't been able to find the video on that. I will keep looking. As soon as I find it, I will post it here. Beautiful, though. I love her strength. I love her energy. Yeah, so she talks a little foul sometimes, but you know what? She's beautiful. Her inner beauty, you can see that. You can feel that energy and stuff like that. So, but I post quotes on here all the time, too. Amazing quotes that are uplifting and supporting. And then I put a horoscope on there every day. And, you know, all kinds of things. So do like the Facebook page so that you know exactly what you're missing, you know, what you have and stuff like that. So let me see here. I'm going to go here and I gotcha. Oh, you decided
Hello?
To join me right here, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Great. So let me tell a couple of good news stories. You can hang on with me and comment and stuff like that, and then we'll go over to RaisingVibrationRadio.com. But before I do, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they want to get a reading from you.
Oh, if you would like to get a reading from me, Sandra Dawn, you can go to my website, which is mediumsandradawn@wix.com/avoiceforspirit. And you can find all of my information there, what kind of readings I offer and all of that good stuff.
Yay! And you blog on there too, right?
I do blog, but my blogger, I have a link to my blog. So
Okay. Yeah,
you can get to my blog from my website. Yep. Yes,
beautiful.
I do.
And we're going to talk about what you've been up to lately, but we're going to wait and do that over on RaisingVibrationRadio.com. So here I go. I am so going into, I got three amazing stories for you guys that I've posted. And I also posted in Pinterest, too. If you are following me on Pinterest, you can get it there. So a 90-year-old chooses a trip of a lifetime over cancer treatment. She's 90 years old. She just gets diagnosed with cancer, right? And
wow.
So and she's from Michigan, and her name is Norma, and she's living life to the fullest on a road trip across the United States. Just 2 days after Norma's husband of 67 years passed away, she was diagnosed with uterine cancer. Doctors gave her the option of surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. Wow, that means she never had a hysterectomy, right?
Wow.
And she's got uterine cancer.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
And then so she decides to forego any treatment. Now, I would have gone ahead and done the hysterectomy. I don't mind not having the chemotherapy and radiation, but I think I would have had them remove the organs. But that's just me. Because you don't need them.
Yeah. No. No,
not
you
at
don't.
90.
But if she's 90 and her husband just passed, I imagine
right, I
she's
understand.
Just going for
yeah.
that trip.
Yeah,
I
know.
Can't say I wouldn't do the same.
I know. So she's 90. She goes, I'm 90 years old and I'm hitting the road. Norma's son Tim and daughter-in-law Rami are full-time RVers, which I did that back in 2000. I loved RVing all over the country. So
yeah,
since Norma
cool.
couldn't live, yeah, it's great. I think everybody should do it at least once in their lifetime for a couple of years and get to know what it's like to live in different parts of the country. You know what I mean?
Yep, that would be an awesome experience. Okay, go ahead. I'll quit interrupting.
Okay, so since Norma couldn't live at home alone without her husband, they invited her to join them on the road. 6 months later, the three of them, along with their poodle Ringo, are enjoying the trip of a lifetime. Rami, who spoke for the family, said that Norma is a set of fresh eyes on an indefinite road trip. She's very quiet and humble, and then she has this streak of adventure that surprises us all. Adventure is right. After leaving northern Michigan in August, their first big stop was Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. Have you ever been there?
I have not. I really want to get there someday. Someday I will.
Yeah. I was there when I was a little girl, so I don't remember it all that well.
Yeah.
So
from
there they traveled to Yellowstone National Park. Have you been there?
No. I haven't been anywhere out west.
Oh, okay.
Nowhere. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I have been, and I remember it. And then they went on to the Rocky Mountains, which that's a fabulous trip in itself, going to see the Rockies. So anybody that's listening that, you know, you're not too far from the Rocky Mountains, you owe yourself a favor to get in that car and go visit them because they're gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. So all the while, they've been documenting their adventure on Driving Miss Norma Facebook page. Oh, she's got a Facebook page.
Oh,
have to check
how
this out.
Cute is that?
Yeah. So they've experienced the amazing views at the Grand Canyon. They run around Disney World. See, that's my favorite. Just give me a lifetime pass to Walt Disney World and I'm happy.
Yeah. I know you and a few other people that are like that.
Right?
Yep.
I like to ride the rides.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Some of them I can do, but some of them no way.
And they've gone whale watching right here in Florida. Woohoo! Whale. I didn't even know we had whales in Florida.
Well, aim I'm sure me. Somewhere. Yeah. What did you just say? You
I
say
said, shame on me.
Oh. Shame on you. Yeah. I'm
I know
sure you,
for not knowing that.
If it was, I'm sure it wasn't just right off the coast, but I wouldn't
no,
think.
No, I'm sure. But I thought whales had to have, like, colder water than what we have around here, so I'm just a little confused. But, oh, well, that's not the first time.
I do
know there is different types of whales, though, so there probably is. But we do have dolphins.
Yep. Yep.
They're all
you
over
do
the
have
place.
Dolphins. I've
yes.
been to Florida, and I've seen dolphins. And I've seen sharks. So
yes, we have sharks, too.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
We have sailfish, and we have tarpon. We have all kinds of amazing things.
Yep. Cool stuff.
So here we go. Rami told ABC News that Norma is feeling better than ever. She continues to surprise us on all of this on this trip, she says. She's getting healthier. I think from eating well and being outside a lot, she's breathing fresh air and getting to see new things all the time. She's with her loved ones, and that's what's really important here, she added. So Norma, Tim, Rami, and Ringo are currently exploring the state of Florida. Where do they go next? That's up to Norma.
Oh,
I would
how
say
fun.
Florida.
You would stay in Florida. Well, you're just a little bit partial, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So she does have a Facebook page, you guys. If you want to follow her adventures and see what she's doing and stuff, you can do that. And I think it's, I think I said it earlier.
What was it? Driving Miss Norma?
Driving Miss Norma Facebook page.
Okay. I'm going to look it up right now.
All right, so here is another story. This must be cancer night. I don't know why. So here we go. Teen asks his cancer-stricken little sister to the first high school dance. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
This South Dakota teen made the experience of going on his first high school formal a family affair by inviting his young sister who is battling cancer. AJ Spader, 15, told his parents of his plans to invite his younger sister, Rebecca, 10, as a way to make a meaningful memories. He came to us and said, Rebecca might not get to go to her own dance. AJ's mother, Stephanie Spader, told ABC News. He wanted to give her that experience. I want to spend as much time with her as possible while she's still doing good. AJ told KSFY News, and that, you know, that's what he shared with him. And there's a video. So I posted that on our Facebook page. I think it's adorable. She's a cutie pie. Cutie pie. Little thing. 10 years old. She looks like she's more like 6, but
wow.
Cancer's not a good thing.
Nope. Not at all.
No, but you know what, though? There is some positive in that because it is bringing the family closer, you know, together. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess, when you look at it, that's an advantage of it. But it'd be nice if you could come together before of that. Just,
right.
Yeah. Yep. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. That's just kind of how it is. Yeah.
I know. Not a good thing at all. So I have one more story to share, but I'm going to go run over here before I get started on that and open up the studio so it can already be on and open when we shut off here at 8:30. So let me just go ahead and open it up. For all of you guys listening, you can go over there. I won't be there till 8:30, but you can get set up in there. There is a chat room. Feel free to chat among yourself. And I need to give you guys the phone numbers. The ones of you listening and you want to call in to join that show, it's area code 631. Help me with the 631. 353-4342. And then you got to put in code 71299. Let me repeat that code, 71299. Sometimes I transpose numbers, so I have to pay attention to myself. Crazy. And now I did that. All right, so that's open, and I'm going to go ahead and make a copy of this number so I can post. Well, I don't have the chat open, so I'll just have to read the number again out loud before we get in there. But if you want to call in and talk to Sandra Dawn tonight, you can do so by going to 631-353-4342 and enter 71299. 71299. Or what you just go in to www.raisingvibrationradio.com. Go to Listen Live. Go join Reverend Raven, the button there. Click on it. It'll take you, if you got a microphone headset, do microphone. It'll show me that you're in the queue and that you want to talk via the computer. Or you can just go in there and listen, or you can talk in the chat. So you prefer to talk to people's voice. You don't particularly care for the chat questions, do you?
Actually, it doesn't matter to me. I can do it either way, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Awesome.
If I seem to be having an issue, then maybe I would have to ask you to call in. But normally, it's not a problem.
That's right. That's right, because of all the things that you do, I'm fully. I don't know. That was a dumb question to ask, but.
No, it wasn't dumb. No, not at all.
All right,
we're
so
all
let
different.
Me finish. Well, I'm going to finish up with this last story. It's a cutie. This animal shelter hosts a children's reading program, and it's changing everyone's life. The Shelter Buddies reading program at the Humane Society of Missouri is doing wonders for everyone involved. The concept is simple. Teach kids to read to shelter dogs as a way of preparing them for ever homes, all while instilling a greater sense of empathy in the youngsters, too. Kids who sign up for the monthly program are encouraged to sit in front of the shy dog's kennel with a book and read to them. We wanted to help out our shy and fearful dogs without forcing physical interaction with them to see the positive effect that could have on them. The program director, Joe Kopleki, told the Dodo, ideally, that shy and fearful dog will approach and show interest. So if the kids reinforce the behavior by tossing them a treat, what is then is also doing to bring the animal to the front of the case. Potential adopters come through. They are more likely to get adopted if they're approaching and interacting rather than hiding in the back or gallery. So that's really important, I guess, to get them to come up to the front so people would see that they're not afraid of other humans. That's a really good connection between a dog and a human being, right? Spiritual thing? You're not. Okay. So by shy dogs are not only benefiting from the program, it also teaches high energy dogs to calm behaviors is more desirable. Hearing a child reading can really calm those animals, Kopleki said. It's an incredible the response we've been seeing with these dogs. So each child is required to complete 10-hour training program, learning to work with the animals under supervision, and after that, they can all then come back with their parents at any time to read to the dogs. Aw, how cute. It encourages children to develop empathy with animals. It's a peaceful, quiet exercise. They're seeing fearlessness in these animals, and they're seeing the positive effect they can have, says Kopleki. It encourages them to look at things from animals' perspective. That helps them to better connect with animals and people in their lives. And there's a video, too. So you guys can go to my Facebook page, Raising Vibration Radio, Facebook page, and click on it, and you can watch the video that would accompany this story. So all those stories were posted there on the Raising Vibration Radio Facebook page. And if you're wanting to have a reading with our special guest that we have on tonight that's not listed, she's a special and very welcomed guest. Sandra Dawn is going to be joining me there. Aren't you, Sandra? I put you on the spot again. Did you microphone? You muted me, didn't you? It's okay. I can't hear you, but it's all right. So we're going to be meeting Sandra.
Hello.
Hello. Did you mute me?
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yes.
Okay. Well, because I was on the other page, so I had you going in both and. This ear and then the other ear, and it's not synced up. So I'm like, which one do I answer? Because on the other one, it was a few seconds behind. So I'm sorry. I was totally trying to figure out what I was doing in the other room. So, okay, what did you ask me?
That you're joining me on the other side.
I am. I'm there. Yeah.
Oh, good. So we're gonna be friends on the other side too, right?
Yep. Always.
Yeah. I'm gonna torment you. You know that, right?
Well, I wouldn't expect anything less.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Perfect.
That lemon cake I made today made me a little giddy.
You had lemon cake?
I made it from scratch.
Oh man.
With lemon curd in between and homemade lemon buttercream frosting.
Oh, yum.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yes, it
Dang.
Is good.
Dang. I didn't
it
make
is
that
good.
Today.
It is awesome. Okay,
yeah.
So let me get us out of here. You go on over there. I'll be there in just a minute. And, in fact, I'm going to unmute there. And hello, Native Earth Lady, we're coming over there to you. I'll meet you there. And I'm going to close out of Blog Talk. So if you guys are listening here on Blog Talk and you want to ask Sandra Dawn some questions, go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com, click on the Listen Live, and then Join Me Now button. Or you can call in at 631-53-4342. And then you're going to put in extension 71299. So glad that you guys decided to join us, and we'll see you over on the other side.
Perfect. Hey, do I need a